Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box, where we turn your kitchen into a culinary playground. I'm your host, Ben Harper, here to guide you through the art of baking. Today, we're taking a virtual trip to Paris as we dive into the secrets of making the perfect supreme croissant. So, grab your apron and let's get baking. Crafting a supreme croissant is like painting a masterpiece. It's all about patience, precision, and a bit of that French flair. Whether you're a seasoned baker or just starting out, today's episode will equip you with everything you need to create flaky, buttery croissants right at home. First things first, let's talk tools and ingredients. You'll need a reliable rolling pin, high-quality unsalted butter, strong bread flour, and instant yeast. These essentials will set the stage for our pastry adventure. Make sure your workspace is ready to go. Clean, spacious, and with everything within easy reach. Now, on to the star players of our recipe. To make the laminated dough, you'll need 500 grams of high-protein flour, 250 milliliters of cold water, 10 grams of salt, 50 grams of sugar, 20 grams of fresh yeast or 7 grams of dry yeast, 280 grams of cold, pliable, unsalted butter. And if you're feeling adventurous, grab some chocolate bars or almond paste for fillings. Step-by-step guide. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of croissant making. Start by mixing and kneading your dough until it's smooth and elastic. Next up is laminating, where you'll fold in those cold butter layers. This is key to achieving that iconic flakiness. After your dough has rested, cut it into triangles and roll them up into croissant shapes. Once shaped, let them proof until they've nicely puffed up. Then it's time for baking. Watch as they turn a delicious golden brown, with layers that puff up, creating that perfect texture. Fresh out of the oven, there's nothing better than a warm croissant. Pair them with your favorite jam, cheese, or chocolate spread for an extra treat. If you have leftovers, store them in an airtight container to keep them fresh or freeze them for a later delight. There you have it, friends. Your guide to baking the ultimate supreme croissants. Remember, great baking is about the journey as much as the tasty results. Don't worry about getting it perfect on the first try. Each batch will bring you closer to perfection. Thanks for tuning in to Simple Recipe Box. I'm Ben Harper, and I can't wait to see your croissant creations. Be sure to share your baking adventures with us. Until next time, keep your butter cold and your ovens hot.